Lord Christ, may the words and songs we sing give praise to your eternal victory. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. You see, I just couldn't sing "What Child Is This?" right before that gospel. The words are important. The songs are important. Yeah, you knew the other one better, but did you hear a baby in the manger in that gospel? No, you did not. Because John's gospel does not start with any babies. I guess John the Evangelist was not very interested in how Jesus got his very beginning, even though he does mention that Mary and Joseph are his parents later on, but John is not interested so much in the birth as what came before everything. In the beginning, God spoke, and the Word became flesh. That is a rather complicated concept to celebrate on Christmas. That's probably why we don't read that gospel on Christmas Eve. I mean, can you imagine? Children, here's what we're bringing to you, a book, because the Word came at Christmas, right? Everybody gets books. Did you get any books? Did you get any books for Christmas? Finally, an appropriate Christmas present. No, probably not. The Word brings God's tidings into the world. There are words and there are songs that just get stuck into our hearts. I think especially at Christmas, when so many of the Christmas carols, even when they're playing on the store music, you start to sing along. Do you have some of those? Yeah? Join me. I bet you know the response. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Good one. Okay. Joy to the world. Great. All right. I just called to say,
I love you.
There we go. All right. That's what I heard on the radio this morning. And I think that last one, actually, the gospel according to Stevie Wonder, might be the one for today. I just called to say, I love you. John has Jesus entering the world as God saying, I love you. I'm calling to say, I love you. And it wasn't just a tune on the radio. That's how much God loved us. He could have sent songs on the radio. He could have just had the angels singing and then they go away and everyone says, did I just dream that? I spent half a day about a month ago in Bethlehem area with the diocesan trip over there, and it was really wild to think of all that happening right here, and yet John's gospel wants us to think bigger than Bethlehem, bigger than Israel, bigger than one country, one continent. John wants us to go all the way back to the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and God said, let there be light. And God spoke all creation into being. This is chapter 1 in Genesis. Don't confuse it with the next story. Because in chapter 1 of Genesis, God says, let there be all sorts of things, right? Let there be some dry land. Let there be some sun and some moon and some stars in the sky. Let there be animals. Let there be fishes. Let there be birds. And finally God says, what am I going to do next? Let there be man and woman made in God's image. Both. And they will reflect who I am in the world. Let there be life. Light, mercy. God speaks into being. And then God says, this is good. And then, as John's gospel and St. Paul remind us frequently, the law came and tried to get us into shape. didn't always work so well. God sent some prophets to holler at us and try to get us into shape. Didn't work so well until finally God said, I guess I better show up and speak myself into their world. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that word is such a concept thing, isn't it? So I recently read a commentary that said, what if we think about it as God's speech became flesh? Is that more concrete? God's speaking, God's message, took on flesh and walked around because we weren't listening real well with just our ears, I guess. And so God's speech lived with us. Wow. Okay, so what is God's speech, God's song to us going to be? I think the Gospels all tell us different words that Jesus says, but they all have quite a lot in common, don't they? God wants to heal you. God wants to know you. God wants you to know God. God wants you to come and join me, says Jesus pretty often. Jesus says all sorts of wonderful things. And Jesus does not say mean or nasty or derogatory things, unless somebody really ticks them off. God speaks love into the world. I called to say, I love you. Will you sing back? I think is this chapter from John. What will we sing back to God's message? Sometimes the song I sing back to God has to do with what kind of day I'm having. I called to say, I love you, and I might sing, God, I don't want to be loved. I'm having a really bad day. Couldn't you just zap that person over there who's making me mad? And God said, that's not part of the song. When God sings to you a love song, what will you sing back? When God sings to you his good news, will you pick up the tune and sing along? That, I think, is the wonderful challenge of this gospel passage and maybe of the whole season of Christmas. Because the carols don't last forever. Next time you see Father Mike, he'll probably have you singing about Epiphany. Three Kings, but there's only a couple good hymns about the Three Kings. And then we get into some other stuff. And we won't have the Christmas carols for long. Oh, we've been listening to them since October. But as I was driving over here, the reason I was listening to Stevie Wonder is that they've changed the Christmas channels already. They think the 12 days of Christmas are before. They don't get it. The world doesn't get it. The world does not get it, which is why I think John's first chapter and the rest of his gospel talk about Jesus, God's word, and the world that doesn't get it, all through. And what's our job? To help the world get it, right? To sing the song of God aloud. It's easy to sing it here. Do you ever find yourself in the store this past Christmas, leading up to Christmas season, singing along? People look at you. Sometimes I was bopping along to the music in the store, and they were like, so I don't bop in October. I bop in Advent. Because the song of love that God sends into the world is one that needs us to join in. It's not meant to be over the airwaves and forgotten. God's love song needs us to sing along, to sing back to God, and sing to the world. Some days that's harder than others. When we're feeling down on ourselves, something lousy happened, something's going wrong with my car, my house, my body, my friend, my children, you know. But God's love song is still in the air. And God's incarnate Son is still in the world. The word is still flesh. Only who's singing the song? Needs to be us, right? The word in flesh is us. The words to God's song come from our lips now. Unless you've heard some angels on high recently, we're singing that song, glory, right? As we head out of Christmastide into Epiphany season, and things quickly get more boring from there. Don't lose the song of joy. Don't lose, I called to say I love you. Don't forget that even when we don't feel like joining in the refrain, God's song is still one of hope, and joy, and forgiveness, and healing, and invitation. May the next time we hear it, and maybe every morning thereafter, respond when God sings to your heart. The song is more likely to be, I call to say I love you, than, get out of bed, you sleepyhead. I called to sing, I love you. I called to sing, well, joy to the world.
The Lord is come.
Amen.